on the agenda on this Monday morning, I think, basically, is the president out of town, Republicans back in business in Washington. Monday morning agenda all about the battle of bully pulpits on different sides of the globe. We're joined by Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
And what do you think this week's going to be all about?
Overseas, over there.
Over there. Does that mean over there is going to win?
Well, overseas, over there, that the administration is focusing, at least this week, the economy is going to be very focused, I think, on where the president is.
All right, very much. And Noah King joins us, Takeaway managing producer. Second time doing the agenda with us. Good morning,
Noah. That's right. Good morning, John.
And the theme of this week, in your view, is?
Specifics. From the Republicans in Washington to President Obama in Asia to the G20 summit at the end of this week, everybody is going to be looking for specific answers about how to get the U.S. economy back on track.
Well, that's perhaps less of a challenge for the Republicans, who last week talked about repealing Obamacare as their agenda coming into the House as a majority, making sure that the tax cuts stick for the rich, and talking about repealing so much more of the Obama program, including a financial regulation. What are the nuts and bolts of that this week as they get down to business?
Well, let's talk about health care first. The Republicans have said they're going to go after health care reform in two different ways. The first is to mount a series of legal challenges to provisions like the individual mandate. That's the part that says if you don't have insurance provided for you, you're going to need to buy it for yourself.
And those are already underway in some.
That's right. And they're underway successfully in some, especially places like Florida. Florida's attorney general has moved ahead quite successfully with a challenge that says the federal government has gone too far. Now, the other thing that the Republicans say they'll be able to do is squeeze off funding for specific provisions of the bill that, remember, are going to still require billions and billions of dollars to get them off the ground. Mm.
So a defunding plus a legal strategy, that's what we're going to see this week. All right, Charlie, what do you make, speaking of specifics, over in India? The president is in India, and actually within the next sometime this morning, he's going to speak to the Indian parliament. What do you make of the president's $10 billion jobs package, Vindaloo diplomacy?
Well, I think what you're seeing here is that coming out of the election, one area where perhaps the Obama administration may find some middle ground with Republicans on Capitol Hill is trade and the idea of trying to open up trade pacts in countries like South Korea or trying to have more deals in places like India. These are places where he's traveling to overseas. So I think it is interesting that last week, as soon as the election was over and the jobs report came out, Obama was talking a lot about exports, a lot about overseas. He had an editorial in the New York Times talking about the need to export and how that is a way to actually grow the economy here and create jobs. He's there for the week. So I think this is a way to try and find some middle ground as long as some of those people who are elected in the in this sort of wave of Republicans who came into the House aren't too isolationist.
Can I push back, though?
You can push back.
I mean, I look at these photo ops over in India and these $10 billion deals and put them with the $600 billion of printed money we were talking about last week. Tell me this is not just a symbolic photo op, this kind of a trade deal. What do you see in it?
Well,
this week is going to be meaningful.
Well, there's definitely symbolism, and there's definitely the element that will they be able to get a huge deal? There's a certain sense that this may not happen. There's a lot of anger that's building right now, you could say. Before the G20 meeting, which is happening later this week, you had the German finance minister. I know you're talking about this a little beforehand, but there's really this growing anger at the U.S. and the Federal Reserve policy. The president this morning actually had to defend the Federal Reserve in a way, saying that he thought that their mandate is to grow the economy, and that is his. And that this use of $600 billion, putting it into the U.S. economy to get it growing will be good for the world. But a lot of people in the world are saying this is going to be bad for us, what you're doing. So maybe
the better narrative would be for the president to announce a call center, outsourcing center, opening up in, say, suburban Detroit in the United States to match what's going on in India with outsourcing.
Maybe to take calls from foreign countries that are worried about what the Federal Reserve's policies are doing.
A lot of calls coming in there. Good one. But there is the narrative of the personal dimension of Obama's trip to Indonesia later this week, which I think we're going to hear a lot more about. And also there's the potential of strategic sort of military deals with some of these countries as well. What are you seeing there, Noel?
Well, one of the things we saw this weekend was a preliminary agreement for between a $4 and $5 billion deal for the sale for the U.S. sale to India of 10 Boeing C-17 cargo planes. That is a deal that was actually in the works for months. And this weekend, President Obama announced that we have now signed a preliminary agreement. We'll keep watching that. We'll see how that develops.
But if you add that to the $60 billion Saudi deal, that's sort of a defense stimulus, wouldn't you say?
India needs it to update its military forces, and that's an area where a lot of U.S. a manufacturer see as a place where they could actually, you know, create jobs and send over new aircraft, for example, to India. But, you know, there's a lot of geopolitical balancing issues there as well. There's a lot of sensitive technologies that are not allowed to be exported to India right now, and that's part of these agreements. So, yeah, is he going to come home and say, look, I got this whole deal, I'm going to create this many jobs? Probably not. But, you know, all these things, of course, are just laying the groundwork to try and attempt something else in the future, whether they work or not.
It's a lot of companies. You've got General Electric, you've got Pratt & Whitney, mm-hmm. you've got Boeing, as you've mentioned. It seems to me we've crossed the Rubicon on a lot of these sensitive technologies, and for jobs, we're willing to overlook a lot of these formerly important and sensitive strategic issues. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
That could be the narrative going forward. That's what you want to keep an eye on.
Obama going home to Indonesia?
Yes, this is an interesting one. This is being billed almost as a break from the rest of the trip. He's very popular in Indonesia. He spent 4 years as a child in Indonesia.
Right, which is going to just thrill the birth certificate folks, right, this week.
Well, actually, that is one of the big issues here. Obama will visit Indonesia's largest mosque, and he's going to visit the top university to make a speech that's being envisioned as a sort of part two of his speech to the Muslim world in Cairo. So you can expect
Indonesia,
the
largest Muslim country. In the world.
That's right. You can expect a certain amount of positive reviews and even maybe adoration from Indonesia, but you can expect some raised eyebrows here at home, I think.
Didn't you love that question from the Indian reporter over the weekend about what happened on Tuesday? Did you hear that?
Was this where he talked about course correction?
Yeah, yeah. I just love the fact that it is over there. The global media is just like just like Olbermann. And speaking of which, Keith Olbermann, back on the air on Tuesday, according to NBC. Is the world now safe for rich, blowhard liberals?
Charlie?
I'll answer that.
Celeste?
The guy makes $7 million a year. I think a 2-3-day suspension, not going to hurt him.
Well, the world. Other blowhard liberals out there.
I'll just say some comments that I saw from elsewhere that does MSNBC need him? I mean, if they have other anchors that come in...
I think he's the top ratings getter at MSNBC. They're probably going to stick with him. Charlie Herman, business economics editor for WNYC, and Noel King, Takeaway managing producer. That's the agenda. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.